Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks very much for joining us. We've got a wonderful program in store for you that's extremely uplifting. We've got some amazing news. We've got a brand new product, get this, that I believe in my heart of hearts that we obviously don't need vaccinations. We've talked about that on the Insight Hour. But we have a product for anybody that's concerned about getting infectious diseases, such as the avian flu that's going to come bite you. You don't have to worry about that. We've got a product that is revolutionary and will revolutionize the entire field of natural healing, nutritional healing, nutraceuticals, and it's simple. It's simply a combination of silver and oxygen in water. So great to have you join us every week, Tuesday. We've got the Insight Hour. We're going to have a special guest tonight, this Tuesday night. We've got one of the developers of this miraculous product, Elder Burkhale, and he's going to be joining us on the Insight Hour to give us some background on this. I've done a lot of research on this. We've worked very, very diligently on this investigation. The science is unbelievable, and I'm amazed that the word of this particular product hasn't already gotten out all over the world. It should be. It will be, there's no question in my mind, eventually, but the silver oxygen covalently bonded hydrosol, it's technically called an oligodynamic hydrosol, which is covalently bonded, the silver atom is, to oxygen atoms. And what you're going to learn during this Insight Hour is how it literally riddles all of the viruses and bacteria that cause diseases, the pathogens. It riddles them, electrocutes them. It steals their energy. It steals their electrons. They can't exist. It's kind of like the next step from Tetracil. You've heard me talk in the past about the miraculous, absolutely awesome skin ointment, which is made of silver and oxygen. It's actually tetrasilver tetroxide is what it's technically called. And I've been beating the drum about that particular product for several years now. It totally wipes out any type of infectious disease that you've got growing on your skin. It's a preventative if you get scratched on lava, which is pretty bad in Hawaii, and coral reef scratches in a humid environment that's hot with a lot of germs around. It's potentially deadly. Little Tetracil, I told you years ago that you don't need to worry about that kind of stuff. The question was, though, what can we do internally? What about these respiratory flus that are going around? The news is breaking every day about different potential outbreaks and new plagues that are going to come affect us for the depopulation agenda. To currently, you know, if you've been listening to the Insight Hour, that there is a depopulation agenda that is going to attack and is already attacking about two-thirds of the world's public. About two out of every three of us are targeted for elimination, decimation, and a most profitable manner for the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists. They like people having chronic illnesses. They sell a lot of drugs. And so the reality is that we've got to have protection against these types of illnesses. We've got to know the truth that shall set us free. We've got to be awakened and aware of what the risks are to our loved ones and ourselves. Well, we've been looking at that, but we've also been looking for the good news, what can protect us. So what I loved about, totally adore and still do about this molecular structure of tetrasilver tetroxide is it literally electrocutes the germs. Well, so does oxysilver. It definitely does that. It literally steals their electrons. And as it pulls the electrons, which is the number one energy carrier for life, it robs it. It has a specific attachment or attraction to gram-negative pathogens and the pathogens that contain on the external surfaces of their membranes, negative charges. And that's what they need in order to do their dirty work. in order to cause disease, in order to interrupt the normal immune mechanism and overcome it. Germs, infectious diseases, put off this negativity. And this particular molecule of silver and oxygen, covalently bonded, the product is called OxySilver. And you will find an awesome website now, OxySilver.com. OxySilver.com. You will find a whole explanation of this fascinating brand new technology that I believe is going to revolutionize healthcare completely. So without further ado, let me bring on to the Inside Hour one of the people who is responsible for the development of this particular product. And I'm wondering, Elder, are you on the line with us? Not yet. He's probably calling in. Okay, well, he's scheduled to call in. I hope BBS and Seth and Engineering puts him through soon. Let me fill up some time here and just tell you a little bit about this particular product, OxySilver. It is a scientifically tested electrodynamic, energy dynamic silver, oxygen and hydrogen soluble solution that is developed to strengthen natural immunity against infectious diseases and chronic ailments, largely attributable to weakened immune systems. You know, people now are intoxicated. People have been breathing and drinking and eating all these chemicals. It was announced this past week that, and I think we've just been joined by Elder Burke Hale. Is that you, Elder?
Yes, this is Burke Elder.
Oh, I'm sorry, Burke Elder. I've got it backwards.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in. They just now picked up on the phone there, so sorry about that.
Oh, so your first name is Burke, actually, huh?
Yes.
Burke Elder. Well, you go by Elder most of the time.
Well, yeah, I'm the third, and it kind of got, you know, when they call out Burke, you know, kind of got confusing, so I just go by Elder. But when I got in trouble, though, it was always Burke Elder.
Aha, well, I'm getting into trouble here. This is the Inside Hour of Trouble.
Well, I can't express the words, Dr. Horowitz, of my appreciation for what you're doing to bring out this development to the people, except to say Godspeed to you. A lot of lives are going to be saved. Thank you so much.
Well, it's my absolutely humble privilege and honor to be the person who heralds, honestly, in my opinion, I'm sure the people who have been listening to the Inside Hour for the last 3 years on BBS Radio have never heard me talk about a product like this. I'm totally blown out by it. To me, it seems like what God sends his people in the last days, just before they loose these new beasties, these little microbes, the viruses that are going to decimate the population. Everybody's predicting that. I mean, it's all over the headline news even.
Yeah, I just got some email just now that there's a plan to spray toxic biological chemicals all over San Francisco. It's being announced.
Well, who announced this one now?
Well, Natural News, Rami Nagel of Natural News. I just got it in my email box just now that they're planning on, I don't know exactly what the date is, but I think it's going to be in March. They're going to be spraying for these moths, the light brown apple moth. And they're going to be spraying this pesticide all over the West Coast, and all of the stuff is, of course, going to be going from west to east. So here it goes again.
You know, and this comes, and I was just mentioning this when you joined us. During this week, just a couple days ago, it was a major, all the media carried the news that the waters are intoxicated with the, not just the chemicals, but the pharmaceuticals. And that we're actually getting very subtle doses. Now, people don't understand that homeopathics work by energy frequency vibrations. That the subtle, in fact, the stronger homeopathics have less and less of the actual substance. The serial dilutions are greater, meaning the strength is increased the more you dilute it. And so the reality is here, we're looking at a total homeopathic of toxic waste in our world's water supplies that these idiots have been creating. And now you tell us they want to spray, what they've already been doing is the chemical sprayings, the barium and the aluminum and other things, such as, amazingly, we've got all sorts of things dropping out of the sky, including microbes. Some of the laboratories have evaluated. Some have actually found blood samples, little blood cells, red blood cells and white blood cells in some of the sky droppings from the chemtrail sprays. But now you're actually saying that this is a government-announced plan?
Yes.
To
on the
24th. Moss, along with, of course, they've been spraying for the West Nile virus, allegedly. They've been spraying toxic malathione and Anvil 1010, and they've been saying that this is a natural, the Anvil 1010, of course. Malathione, everybody knows, is a toxic waste. So they started to use this thing called Anvil 1010, which is, they say, from chrysanthemum flowers. So they say it's natural. Well, it's not. Look at the label. Just read the warnings on the label. Look at the MSDS, Material Safe, the data sheet, and you will see all the toxicity associated with Anvil 1010. And so now we're looking at a weakened immune system. All of these assaults and insults, it's actually an insult to anybody's reasonable intelligence, to think that just a couple days ago the government announces that we're now taking pharmaceuticals in our county municipal water supplies in most of the urban areas throughout the United States. And on top of that, now we're having to deal with malathione, Anvil 1010. And what is it that they say they're going to be spraying for moths in San Francisco?
Well, it came out in the 24th of January. They're going to be spraying for this light brown apple moth. And according to the release on the 13th of February from the CDFA and the USDA, which they've already raised, or they're putting $74.5 million in emergency funding to combat this moth, they're going to start on June 1st.
Hmm. Totally, totally insane. These lunatics are totally destroying life
as
we know it, into creating death.
The
point that I'd like to emphasize is that this is an assault against the immune system. Not just human immune systems, but various species. And we already stand on the brink of extinction. So literally this depopulation agenda is poisoning all of biology. This is not just genocide, as we know it. This is omnicide, biocide. It's essentially all of biology is at risk. The immune system of human beings also reflects that of animals. And the immune system, when it gets overwhelmed with toxicity, and especially in the water, we need to think about what can we do to boost immunity. And so it's with this introduction that we look at the just awesome revelations in science having to do with this oligodynamic silver hydrosol, silver oxygen covalently bonded hydrosol. It's like a nanotechnology. It's not like colloidal silver, folks. This is not like colloidal silver. We do actually on the website, oxysilver.com. Again, www.oxysilver.com will give you an explanation. I put it up there just yesterday. You can have a slide presentation that's been prepared by an excellent group of researchers who did their homework and established a foundation, a research foundation institute, for the purpose of promoting and researching the oligodynamic hydrosols, silver oxygen hydrosol. That's what it's technically called. And what you'll find when you listen to this particular 11-minute presentation on this website is what the experts are saying about it. And there's micrographic, photomicrograph evidence of how this is not colloidal silver. Colloidal silver has been used for hundreds of years, and in fact, I can share a little bit about the fact that, you know, the term blue bloods refers to the royalty and aristocracy of Europe, primarily. They were called blue bloods. The primary reason they were called blue bloods was not simply because they had money, but they used that money to buy silverware. And they ate their food with the silver. And as they ate the food with the silver, they were digesting some of it. It became a nutritional supplement, if you will. And as a result of the nutritional supplement, taking silver in, they were actually increasing their immune system against the plague and the infectious diseases that were ravaging populations. This is literally centuries, millennia ago, in fact. I'm sure that this type of practice began about 1,000 years ago. And so that the concept that now we've taken the next step, researchers have taken the next step to create a hydrosol, a silver covalently bonded with oxygen that creates a charge, an electromagnetism on the molecule that has a targeting effect against pathogens, leaving your probiotics, leaving all your good microbes, literally are safe. Now, some of those positive microbes in your gut, one of the areas of research that is still taking place, there's two potential risks, not real risks, but kind of like things, areas that we need to look at, because this, again, is so safe. You can actually spray this in a nursery with a baby there and a pregnant mother there. There's no toxicity associated with oxysilver. But some of the probiotics, the research currently is looking at as to whether in your gut, because we need the good germs in our gut, whether those good germs might also, some of them, be destroyed as this kills off all the negative pathogens. But the great news is that we've got GI Flora Pro, which is an awesome, virtually prescription-grade probiotic that has about 10 different soil-based microbes that we should be, when we eat organically, we should be consuming these types of bacteria because it helps in digestion and the assimilation of nutrients from the foods. But the only other risk, actually this is the only risk that we now know, determined scientifically, that we would expect from a really excellent silver bullet against infectious diseases, is a die-off of those germs and creating what's called the Herxheimer reaction in medicine, or the healing crisis. And that only happens. Principal symptom is a headache, and that really only happens when you're dehydrated and you're anoxic or you have low oxygen levels. Well, this particular oxysilver actually adds oxygen to your system, so that's going to be benefited. But the reality is that water is miraculous. We've talked about water so much, and we'll do it again on the Inside Hour many, many times. You'll never hear me stop talking about God and water because they're intimately connected. And so that the reality is that if you're dehydrated, then what happens is if you take oxysilver and all of these germs come pouring out of your cells and out of your bloodstream, and they die, so their bodies break down, and you've got this toxic mass of proteins and amino acids and even genetic material now from these germs floating through your bloodstream. If you don't take, let's say if you're a 200-pound person, at least a gallon of water a day, then you're going to be potentially having this healing crisis. You might get headache, as I mentioned. You might get a fever. You might get a rash. And that's about it. That's about all she wrote. That's the only risk that I think that we have from right now, from the science that we have. And I think, Elder, I'd like to have you comment on some of these things that I'm talking about, what your experience and your research background is.
Well, most of the people that I've talked to over the years that have been taking the products, and now we've made the latest advancement with what you've done, Lynn. And what I'm hearing is that most people that, you know, they already have some toxic overload. I mean, we can't get around it. It's sprayed all over us. We're exposed to it every day. We got a nationwide epidemic going on now. Most of what people are telling me that maybe the first day or so, they may feel a little tired. They may have a little bit of a headache, you know, feel like, you know, their body is being taxed a little bit. And then they feel this extra energy that they never felt before after they go through that little phase.
Right. Now, you know, I want to mention how much it takes. The suggested amount to take is simply 1 teaspoon once or twice daily. Now, 1 teaspoon, folks, when you go onto the website, oxysilver.com, and you see the photomicrographs and the electron micrographic evaluation of how this silver and oxygen molecule disperses so beautifully and completely throughout the system in such a tiniest amount, and you realize that this is going to go not just through the bloodstream, because it's so small, it goes through the cells. And, you know, in terms of the number one germ that's causing most of the problems in at least America, North America, if not the world, it's called mycoplasma. Mycoplasma is what is associated with this flu-like illness that won't quit. People hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months. Now, you've heard me on this program talk about a fabulous herbal supplement called Flumonia Factor Formula that contains Lomatium root extract, which is like a right-hand punch. It whacks out. It knocks out mycoplasma. I don't know of anything else that does it except for OxySilver. Now we know, because what's going to happen when you take OxySilver is that silver bullet, those tons of literally billions of these covalently bonded silver and oxygen molecules will pour through, not just the bloodstream, but through the cells, because they're so small. That's a major difference with colloidal silver. Even the smallest colloidal silvers don't come close to the small particle size of the OxySilver. And so what you do is, when you create and you have that readily available in your system, it goes, it moves through to the middle of the cells. This is where the mycoplasma hangs out. Mycoplasma is a cross between a bacteria and a virus. It was laboratory engineered, no doubt. I've published, in fact, in Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, as well as in Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, that it was Tanach's Biomedical Systems of Houston, Texas, co-owned by James Baker III, that had a major hand in the development of mycoplasma and its testing at Baylor College of Medicine in the Huntsville prison system. And from there, we had Gulf War syndrome long before the Gulf War. In fact, it was about a decade. It was the late 60s, early 70s, before the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, that is. So by the time 1990 rolled around, when we had the first Gulf War, when these guys were operating in the late 60s, early 70s to test it in Huntsville, by the mid-70s, they had an understanding of what precisely this mycoplasma agent was going to do to decimate the population and cause this flu-like illness that won't quit. And besides that, they patented it for the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. I published the patent, again, in my textbooks, that if you've been listening to the Insight Hour, you know that I've written. And so Dr. Lowe from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology actually patented the agent that causes all of the symptoms of AIDS. It's this mycoplasma.
Lynn?
Yeah.
Being the director of the American Veterans Association, I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of veterans over the years, and I wished I could tell you all of the good things, feedback I've heard from the veterans that have been dealing with Gulf War syndrome, but I really don't want to risk doing that. I will say that many of them have told me that they've had up to 260 to 300 inoculations in the service.
Yeah, this is hideous. This is a genocidal weapon. Number one genocidal weapon is vaccination.
And what's interesting about what you have offered to people tonight is that it's the creation of this molecule is incredible with this covalent silver reactor. If it wasn't incredible, then we know NASA wouldn't be using a covalent silver reactor in the Mir space station, or not the Mir space station, but they are using it in the Mir space station. They are planning on using this in their long-term space flights to recycle all of the water, everything, for the water that they're going to be using for everything. They plan on reusing the water over and over again.
Tell us a little bit more about this. I understand that the NASA scientists were actually involved in the development initially of this oligodynamic silver oxygen hydrosol, right?
Indeed. In the beginning, it was first a man who wishes to remain anonymous. He's just a very, we'll just call him Bill. He is a divinely inspired man, has been pursuing this since 1959. He eventually created with the help of an engineer, he created the first reactor. Word got around to some other engineers.
Now, this is not a nuclear reactor.
Pardon me?
It's not a nuclear reactor, right?
Well, in the sense nuclear, not in the sense of that type of what we're dealing with,
we're not
plutonium or uranium or anything like that. When you think of it, people probably seen that movie with this reactor where they were dealing with hydrogen. Chain Reaction is the name of the movie. Picture a tank with water in it. Okay, but it's not like in the movie. What's happening in this process is that a substantial amount of hydrogen is being removed from the oxygen molecule.
In water.
It's being removed. Now, what happens is when this is removed, there is a natural tendency for the electrons to want to covalently bond together. With the silver present in the reactor, it automatically adheres the remaining oxygen, and hydrogen automatically covalently bonds with the silver ions. So
this is unprecedented in history, to your knowledge, correct?
Absolutely. I don't know. There's nothing out there. There's nothing out there in the world that comes anywhere near this. And so they've been testing this for years and years. There's two decades of research. The government knows about it.
And they're censoring
it. World Health Organization knows about it.
Right. They don't want people to have this.
No, they it's interesting that you would think that with them knowing about this, that they would be out there telling all the doctors and your all the states out there that are trying to scramble for some kind of a program to handle a pandemic outbreak. You'd think they'd be telling them about this instead of trying to experiment with a vaccine. Makes you wonder, but there is one man who remains in the background. I won't mention his name. He's made sure this man has made sure to get this out to the public by providing. They have their own reactor, and they are producing the covalent silver product for us. And I'm very grateful for them. Otherwise, you and I would not see the light of day of it. You'd never see this happening. So there's a lot of
absolutely.
Courage there.
I believe it's by divine design.
Absolutely.
It's a synchronicity. You know, it's an appointment that we have to keep for humanity's blessing and literally physical salvation here.
Absolutely. God's seeing us through. And you are just another example of that, Dr. Horowitz, of bringing this to the attention, because I frankly don't know of anybody that's more qualified to do it and go and take the risk that you are to get the message out. No one's more qualified. I think it was just a divine plan for you to be doing this.
You know, Elder, let me ask you to clarify a little bit more in detail this creation of this covalent silver-oxygen bond that has a polarity, it has a charge, and it has an energy or electricity to it, and an electromagnetism that pulls the electrons off of the germs that cause disease. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Sure. Try to picture, let's put a basketball in the middle of a hula hoop, and let's put a tennis ball out there on the hula hoop, and we'll call that an electron. We'll make two of those. We'll have two of those. And if you want to have a basic bond, which is somewhat of a static bond, you will see the hula hoops meet together at a point on the outside. When you have a covalent bond, picture that hula hoop going around the other basketball, so that the orbital path goes around the other atom. That is a covalent bond. That's what causes this very unique nanoparticle to stay in suspension in water permanently. The original developer, inventor of the first reactor, they didn't believe that he could do this, and later on, scientific tests proved
that. Just one second.
Yes.
I want folks to get what you just said insofar as it stays in the water. That's different from colloidal silver, which is effective, but it accumulates because it drops out of the water. It enters into the cells, and it causes this silver Argyro reaction. I've been one of the people out there for years saying, you know, because everybody's promoting colloidal silver. It's in, even in the stores now. And I've been saying, you know what? If the Creator had intended you to take colloidal silver every day, he would have stuck up your butt had you been born with a silver stick up there. That's not the case. And I knew it was not appropriate, and particularly when you take it for years at a time, you look like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. Your skin turns literally bluish silver. So it's an illness called Argyro. Now, you're healthy, but you just look weird. That's not the case for what we're talking about here, because it stays in the solution. It doesn't come out. And you're literally, it's flowing through you. You're peeing it out. But your system is not being intoxicated, and it's not accumulating.
Right. The covalent particle here is permanently suspended by covalent fusion, and this was established by UCLA and Southwest Labs. The silver ion, it's held in a permanent suspension by the covalence of many oxygen atoms and in the covalence of the single oxygen, the silver atom. Now, what you have is the orbiting electrons of the silver wraps around the oxygen atom and the hydrogen atoms being separated during the reaction. So now the silver is now a covalent subnanoparticle. It can be ingested like any nutrient through the intestinal wall.
So that this, folks, is promoting vaccine-free, natural, nutritional immunity without immunization toxicity, which is what, again, it's been in the news this past week. We had the Pollings, who were the father is an MD, PhD, the mother is a nurse, and an attorney who had a child go to get vaccinated and developed autistic spectrum disorder. They were on Larry King Live, they did the rounds, they were in all the major news media, and these idiots came out and said, after all of this, that vaccines are good. Yeah, toxic waste. And the reason why they said, by the way, the reason why they said it's so good is because they're still delivering them. Can you imagine these folks, what they would have to come to terms with in terms of their own assisting, accomplishing genocide, murder, intoxicating babies in hospitals? That's what these folks have been doing. For them to really grasp how horrible what they've been doing is, they would also have to give up their careers and professions, both nursing and medicine. And the reality is they're not prepared to do that. They're not that honest, and they're not that bright. So at any rate, this is a whole new class of nutritional, nutraceutical, nanotechnology hydrosol that utilizes simply three atoms, oxygen, hydrogen, and silver. And keep going, Elder. Give us some more information.
Well, okay. What's really, really different when we and Dan couldn't be with us. His flight didn't come in. Dan Nelson, folks, is one of the rising stars in specialty waters. He's just a brilliant hyperphysicist. He calls himself a hyperphysicist. It's beyond your normal physics. That's what he's operating. He uses a virtual photon laser. He uses geometry, and it works in the ultraviolet spectrum. With his technology, he puts a very unique charge or spin, high spin in time reverse on the particle. This causes the particle of water to reduce in size. This is another thing that separates it from the field of other colloids or colloidal silver products out there on the market, because the entire solution is subnanoparticle. And that's because of the technology that Dan has brought to the table. And then his substrate, it's a super concentrated substrate, it's put through the covalent silver reactor at our facility, And it had such a dynamic effect. They'd never seen anything like it in two decades. The reaction is normally a very unstable, unsteady type of reaction going on in the reactor. When they were watching the equipment and the measuring devices on the reactor, when Dan's superconcentrated substrate went through this reactor, they were astonished to see that it was very stable and steady in its reaction. They knew something was going on, couldn't quite understand why it was going on, but nevertheless they saw something, a great change that they'd never seen before. Dan realizes that bringing any pure water to a higher coherent quantum state and maintaining it, it requires the manipulation of quantum thermodynamics, and that's what Dan is doing. He's accomplishing this with this unique laser that produces a time-reverse particle wave. Now, technically, a virtual particle wave running in the near ultraviolet end of the spectrum is what we have. And so this laser has a higher degree of phase coherence, probably at least by a factor of 100 above your conventional EM lasers, no matter where the EM laser is running in the visual spectrum. Now, the virtual laser, what it does, the virtual laser imposes a coherence, which is structure, on the vacuum medium around and through a given volume of water, and then it rotates energy. Like, we've got to think like fractals. That's what's happening. We're putting fractal energy into the water. So it rotates this energy out of vacuum into the fundamental water molecules. Okay? Now, if you understand what entropy is, the entropy decreases.
It's a tendency for things to get disorganized or move towards chaos. Is that right?
Right. Time-reversed energy always runs thermodynamics in reverse. So the entropy decreases. Water physically expresses this by reorganizing the fundamental particles to acquire a higher coherent quantum state. So the molecular units jump from lower, or the ground state, the lower state in a mathematical, predictable, quantized stages with different crystalline shapes, progressively different smaller sizes. It could be a little tiny cube or a little tiny octahedron or a little tiny tetrahedron shaped molecule that's being developed by this laser as it puts this time reverse spin and energy into the molecule. So when you see a molecule that is this small, this tiny, for it to remain that way permanently, as this does, it has to have a whole lot of energy to do that.
Now, also, let me ask you about this particular water. I understand that Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto's water is being used in the process of this. Is that right?
Well, I'm applying different things to the technology and adding in this collaboration of individuals who have this passion and love for water and understands it's the magic stuff, remembers that we were all born in a cradle of water. Just ask my mom. Mm-hmm. Water is where it all happens. So these men are coming together. So I'm just one of them. I apply HADO, which is one of the techniques, plus I also use orgone. Plus, I also use frequency as far as sound is concerned in a specific type of triangular waveform, a combination of frequencies that lock onto the silver molecule so that you can put the love energy, like 528, which is what you're doing, Dr. Horowitz, with adding your collaboration to this to create this product. So,
that's wonderful. Let me just reemphasize that. 528 hertz is the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the center of the musical mathematical matrix of everything. The Creator's word is sound. Sound is electromagnetic frequencies. That's simply mathematics. And at the center of all the math, this has been proven in mathematics by Marco Rodin, that 528 is at the center. It's the third note of the original musical scale. It's the love frequency. You've heard of love hertz. Well, this is the 528 hertz frequency of love, and that the water, oxysilver, is impregnated. And this is what we're doing in this concert, that we're developing and have seeded now on the internet at liveh2o.org the concept of baptizing the planet with the love frequency vibration, turning all the waters of the world into a love potion, that is a love homeopathic that has a frequency resonance of 528 hertz. That's also in OxySilver. Is that right, Elder?
That's correct.
Wonderful.
One of the interesting things that about Dan's water that is added into this, all of our efforts are coming together. And folks, this is not the end of it. This is a continual thing. And OxySilver is always going to be on the cutting edge of this technology we're all sharing with each other. But getting back to Dan, it turns out with tests that his geometric laser assumes about a minimum spin rate of 1.8 million bioangstroms. That's incredible. The performance enhancement of this clocks at about 12 million bioangstroms. This water is measured, the interfacial tension is somewhere around 20 dynes per centimeter. So you've got an incredible super concentrated substrate that's going in, that Dan uses, we're producing, that's going to be coming from a very unique water source, also that Dr. Horowitz is going to be sharing with us. This is going into the
reactor. We're talking about the breath of the earth, folks. That's the lava-heated steam from the Big Island of Hawaii that has the energy signature of the Big Island, and if you go online, we'll have a link from OxySilver.com to the site that shows Dr. Emoto's magnificent photographs of this particular water that's associated with the rebirth of the planet.
Yes, Dan was over in Hawaii and he tested this water, folks, and it's some pretty awesome stuff. Dan's probably tested at least 5,000 different samples from all over the world, and he said this was going to be a very good substrate to be used hit with the geometric laser, and then this substrate is going to go into the reactor, and then what you have as the end product is going to be a combination of these things plus the HADO, the energies, the orgone energy, the frequencies that are being used with the triangular wave pattern. All of this goes in. Plus, although we can't substantiate it in any kind of fashion that modern physics will comprehend, there are millions of frequencies, including the frequencies of vitamins, of minerals, that are being put into this water. All we can see, because there's a specific frequency for each isotope of all of these things, and they're listed. So this energy is put in through geometry with the laser.
That's beautiful.
We have to say that theoretically. We can't, you know, say, yeah, well, I can prove this, but this is what's being done and what's turning out. With the tests that are being conducted, and we're supposed to have some more research this week where it shows that this water in the OxySilver will penetrate the cell, start to penetrate it in 10 seconds and totally hydrate in 30. They have never, ever seen any water ever in the world that will go so easily into the aquaporin of the cell like this. Usually takes hours.
No kidding.
Really. This
That's
is incredible.
Awesome. You know, I was with a couple different folks. Lee Lorenzen was one of the first people that started me on this, but Steve Haltewanger, who's a complete genius, he was heavily engaged in the life wave technology, was playing around with instruments to be able to measure the hydration levels of cells, and they had some very interesting research ongoing, and I was observing some of it. This is exactly what they were looking at. How best to get water to hydrate. That's the cells typically, if you can get a high oxygenation level, like 100% oxygenated cells, plus great hydration level, I don't think you can get sick. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. And I tell you, I even put it in the vaporizer in the home. I just pour some bionate into a gallon of water, and I can put that in the humidifier or the vaporizer or even using it in a hand-portable nebulizer.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and the concept, folks, right now, the OxySilver is available in an 8-ounce bottle. What's the cost of it, Elder?
Well, I think we're looking at right around $29.95, I believe.
Okay.
And so, that's
about $30, and that should last about a month's supply. Is that what it is?
Normally, you've got probably about 48 doses in there at a teaspoon. So that would definitely last you a month.
Taking it like that, again, it's the suggested amount, again, is 1 teaspoon once or twice daily. You mix 4 ounces. You can do this. You can mix half of the bottle in 1 gallon of water and drink 2 ounces of it to 8 ounces per day. And that will give you, and you can do that for a lifetime. You should see the research from the Environmental Protection Agency and the agencies involved in human toxicity measurement. You can take this stuff for your entire life every single day and only have blessings from it. No risks. So the concept that what Elder was just talking about, adding like essential oils to it, adding different frequency resonances, creating different types of hydrosols that do different things for different people. Imagine having a nasal spray, for example, that will deliver the silver oxygen for people who have real sinus problems and sinus congestion. Think about what other types of things that we'll be able to do with this silver oxygen amazing molecule in this, creative juice called water. When we have now this understanding of this technology. So this is really a joy full time. This is a celebration that we have today on the Insight Hour to realize how blessed we are and fortunate we are to be living in a time of crisis, which is opportunity. For those who have no ears to hear nor eyes to see the truth and no faith in the Creator, they're left out in the cold and ignorant. You know, here we are with the education and the intelligence as well as the receptivity to receive a blessing like this. What a wonderful, wonderful time.
Absolutely, Lynn. And what got me started on this when I was doing mountain guide work out west, I was looking for something that I could take with me to add to water out in the wild. I didn't want to get into any Giardia or E. coli or something like that. And I thought, well, if my water supply goes out and I've got to drink water out of a puddle or a spring, I need something I could pour into it. And this works. I carry it with me and never leave home without it. I go out to a restaurant. You never know what's in the ice. You never know what's in that water. You never know what you're squeezing out with that lemon. I can pour this in my drinking water and carry it with me anywhere, everywhere I go, and I know I've got water that's going to be drinkable for me.
Awesome, awesome. Just think about that for missionaries going into the jungles and into places where the water is completely polluted. You know, we still in our catalog, HealthyWorldDistributing.com or HealthyWorldStore.com catalog, you can buy a big Berkey for what we used to recommend and still do for purification of waters that are really muddy even.
Absolutely. The original inventor of this, he proved his point by subjecting himself to malaria in the jungles and made the weakest solution of this particle. And his symptoms were gone in one day from malaria.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That is such an amazing reality.
And
we
it's
are
a
so
blessing.
Blessed.
Absolutely, Lynn. And we're thinking about people in Seattle right now that are lining up to be bitten by mosquitoes to test a new vaccine for malaria when they know all about this already.
Yeah, this is what's just so sick. They've been withholding this magnificent technology. Okay. No risk, highly effective, and very, very inexpensive, relatively so, when you think about what the costs of vaccinations are and ultimately the intoxications associated with them. You know, it's an amazing, amazing product. Folks, I want to give you a toll-free number to call to order it, and I want to give you that website again. The website is www.oxysilver.com, oxysilver.com. You heard it here on the Insight Hour for the first time. This is now Tuesday, the 11th of March, 2008. It's a historic date. This is the day. This is the time. This is the moment where we're announcing this. You're the first persons in the world to hear it. So we need distributors. We need all sorts of people to get this into the right person's hands, people who need this. And I want to give you that toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. So, folks, if you are out there and you have health food stores or you're in healthcare practices or you simply are out of a job, you're looking for work, give us a call and, first of all, learn about this. We're going to put you through some training so that you begin to understand what it is that we're dealing with the incredible blessing that this is. It's a little bit of education. That's a great thing for you. And so we're going to look for you to call so you can help us distribute this incredible product to the world. Let me give you a summary of what this is. We've got just a couple minutes left, and then I'll have to thank our sponsors, and we'll call it a night. OxySilver literally pioneers a new class of nutritional supplements, providing the most powerful immune system support in healthcare's history. Used daily, it can be relied upon for risk-free health maintenance, more assuredly than anything ever developed. Used environmentally, get this, we haven't even talked about this. OxySilver provides a wide range of practical applications in the environment. It is an effective germ killer, an exceptional alternative to chemical disinfection, wherein toxicity is a concern in places like nurseries. You don't want to be spraying toxic chemicals on your babies, in bathrooms, in kitchens, in surgical suites, in hospitals, in clinics. This is the best of the best. It doesn't get any better and more effective than this product. In this case, studies prove this class of oligodynamic silver hydrosols is superior in safety and comparable in efficacy to disinfectants customarily used for broad-spectrum germicide. OxySilver can be sprayed anywhere, anytime, without intoxicating anyone, as I said, even a baby or a pregnant mother. Users relying on OxySilver will have a heightened level of confidence living in a world with friendlier germs in them and around them. I want to thank Elder for being on the program tonight. I hope you join us again. Elder,
my pleasure.
Can I hear you to be with us again?
My pleasure. I'd love to. I look forward to hearing you later tonight.
You know, later tonight I'm going to be joining George Norrie, who's going to be interviewing me for 3 hours on Coast to Coast on Premier Network. So if you're a late night owl, you want to stay up and listen to Horowitz talk about vaccinations and toxicity and depopulation and the issues about In Lies We Trust. There's InLiesWeTrust.com. If you don't have your copy of InLiesWeTrust.com and made more copies and given out to your loved ones and friends, then you're a little bit behind. Go to online, www.InLiesWeTrust.com. And as I mentioned, www.OxySilver.com. I want to thank BBS Radio for being the first radio network in the United States to herald OxySilver. I want to thank Don Newsom from BBS for making it possible. And I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com, www.HealthyWorldStore.com. Most of the money that you buy from on that you give and for the products, the great products on that store, go to support the most wonderful blessings that this planet has ever seen. We're winning, folks. We win. We win in the end, and this is the end times. We're winning now, and we're going to win in the future. Totally thank you, Elder, for being on the program. And if I've left anyone out, I want to thank Reverend Roxy Hampton in Hawaii. She's not feeling too well. She hurt her back. She smashed her back the other day. So everybody say a couple prayers for Reverend Roxy. Hope she has a quick recovery from this bad bruise that she has on her spine. And that I want to thank tetrahedron.org for publishing everything from love, the real Da Vinci Code. By the way, last couple minutes, I want to tell you online right now, you should be registering for the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration coming to a city near you. We've got three right now scheduled. It hasn't, actually, two of them, out of the three, haven't even gone up on the computer yet. But in Portland, Oregon, May 24th, it's an all-day Saturday and all-day Saturday, all Saturday night. And I want to thank Jeff Rentz for not only having me on the program but being an American hero. We're going to have a banquet dinner on Saturday night, the 24th of May, right outside of Portland. Go online to lovecodeseminar.com, www.lovecodeseminar.com, and get signed up for what will be a turning point in your life. It is one of the most inspiring and uplifting and educational, edifying seminars, musical healing celebrations you've ever attended. Scott Huckabee will be playing Live Love in 528, a concert at night. We'll be having a dance concert Saturday night at the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration. So be there. Don't be square. Be there, please. Do yourself a great blessing by being there. Go online, get your tickets, and space is limited, so do it quickly. I guess I haven't forgotten anyone except for Don Nikoloff. Stay tuned for Don's great program every night of the week on BBS Radio. Don Nikoloff, our great friend and colleague, brings you the truth that shall set you free. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Dr. Horowitz. Join me in 1 hour on Coast to Coast with George Norrie.